Now, I don't have anything personally against Bill Clinton. I thought he did a pretty decent job managing the economy. I thought he was a disaster in foreign policy, and I think that a lot of his soft terrorism programs led to 9/11. I do believe that in my heart, but in managing the economy, he did a pretty damn good job. See, I'm not a Clinton hater at all. But the mail that I get anti-Clinton is just as vicious as the anti-Bush stuff that I hear. It's just, look, most of these people who have this kind of emotion invested in their political points of view have some kind of emotional damage. There's a reason why they hate Bush with a passion. I mean, Bush is a nice guy. Clinton's a nice guy. I mean, you talk to them one-on-one, they're not bad guys. So why do you hate them personally? Why? That's on you. So people are bringing their neurosis to the table, whether they're insecure about their intellect. Well, I don't really have time to delve into it. Once I see a Howard Dean, and there is no GOP equivalent of Howard Dean, I guess Tom DeLay might be the closest, but he doesn't have any power anymore. Once I see a Howard Dean out there viciously attacking people personally, I just say, this guy doesn't deserve to be where he is, and he's shaming the Democratic Party.